very successful online client meeting to the offices of the Department of International Development in Pretoria almost for a week. And it was a very successful oversight meeting. That's on the behalf I should convey our gratitude to the minister and to the officials and to the DG for making life very nice. Just making things happening a little overnight. The tension that I read from some of the officials was that, hey, what are we up to? But when we realized, no, we're filling in more details for the people who are supposed to. And of course, it was a good level because it is also for the department, it is also for parliament, it is for South Africa. And I'm happy that we were able to find one of them. And thank you very much for a very good visit. But of course, I did say for the members who were not able to attend the official, well, the details and the depth and the breadth and the information that we received in all of the presentations that we got actually provided us the good education
into
all the Mahabul and other people. And thank you for that. As an oversight meeting, we also requested the department to brief us on the elections in the DRC, and they will still come. The briefing on that we received on all of these areas of work that I'm going to mention are still going to come back. For example, we received the briefing on the elections in the DRC, in Madagascar, in Venezuela, the political development there, in Mali, and the Brazil. And we also said the department to give us a glimpse of what our role would be pursuant to our assumption of the third term as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. And I'm told that the manner in which the fact that we're elected by an overwhelming majority means that behind the scenes, at a political and at a diplomatic level, probably at a diplomatic level, there's a lot of work that has been done. And so we must not take this re-election for granted as a country and a statehood. And the president, in his State of the Nation address, then reiterated the fact that South Africa will use its seat to speak for the underdeveloped countries, the so-called that one country. To also lend his effort in areas of diplomacy all over the world. But most importantly, it will promote peace, security, justice, and a fair and humane and equitable world order. That's part of promoting the legacy of President Mandela. I think centrally the president emphasized that. And as members and officials are aware, South Africa has dispatched a number of envoys and has placed a number of mediation posts all over the world, which means it is a trusted and an honest broker in the name of this troubled environment in the world. And the last but not least, certainly not least, Honorable Mokgalapa did whisper to me and ultimately to the members that he was attending that particular committee for the last time, and that he was also going to attend the State of the Nation address on the 7th, also for the last time, and that he had served in this committee, if I remember well what he was saying, for 8 years. And that from his party, he has accepted his reassignment to the mayorship of the city of Botswana. And members did privately congratulate Honorable Mokgalapa. I think today we could officially congratulate Honorable Mokgalapa and wish him all of the best as the new mayor of the city of Botswana. And I had him delivering his State of the City address yesterday after Parliament was adjourned. I just had one or two where they were still sitting. Now, the committee produced two mayors. It produced Honorable Albert Mwabe, who was part of the committee, very diligent member of this committee, is now a mayor of Honorable Kalia, in Nongom. Yeah, and then now it is Mokgalapa. Now, Bobo Mkulwam, Honorable Mkulwam, I'm going to speak to Mokgalapa so that so vested interest in this deployment of Mokgalapa. At least it's a mayor I know.
You can have him on speed then.
Yeah. But nonetheless, as I was saying, we wish him all of the best. Of course, because he's from the other party, we meet in the 36th. Mm-hmm. All the time. All in the scheme of politics. Lastly, keep on saying that the officials and the members must just be out, but everything else must be worked within the program, because on the 20th of March Parliament will there's adjournment prorogue. The proper one contact that life and prorogue. When you close the term
for the two houses. Thank you for President this morning. For the two houses, the NA is going to prorogue, but the NCC is going to rise because they prorogue in their own in their different committees. So we can
so Parliament will hopefully, according to the present program, prorogue on the 21st. On the 20th, the following day is Human Rights Day. So everything else must be what we see. And what is remaining now will be a discussion around the legacy report, the draft report, and finally the adoption of the report. Of course, we've got to put an ear to the progress that has been made about the peace if we could make it, if we could have it our way, we could see that the president sent to the CIA before the 8th of May or something like that. But everything was in the hands of that office. And with that, let's come back to number two. Let's get a policy. Honorable Sommer spoke to me and said she was going to be delayed, she was going to get some gifts and my love.
Thanks, Chief. I'm about to move out to attend the Justice Committee that I'll come.
But it's a very material matter because I had two people fighting, just after, you know, they were introducing themselves, and then the other one said, "Usebenzanami." No, I'm your senior. Well, you're Usebenzanami. You are working with me. So, age advantage. Any other apologies?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The ACNC of us did not make it.
Sorry?
The ACNC of Women's Fagani did not make it here. She is already trying to send back this admission to the final court. So she couldn't make it here.
Okay. Any other apology? Quarter report of the department as well as the thank you very much. Welcome, Honorable Lukwata. We just dealt with opening remarks and apologies, and the members have just moved for the adoption of the agenda. Now, I want to invite the department to make a presentation.
Chief Audit Executive, usually come with Ms. Dolores Cote, but today we brought in Ms. Shamino Musa. They were so encouraged to understand what the committee is all about, to the extent that now it is easy to bring them with to meetings because they found it very enriching.
Chairperson and DG. On the presentation, we note the slide number 4 on administration. In terms of Program 1 administration, all targets were achieved. With regards to the 100% compliance, the department is fully compliant and has 100% compliance with the 30-day payment period for undisputed invoices. For the 22 training programs, 22 specialized training programs were implemented. With regards to generic skills training programs, all 23 generic skills training programs were implemented. And we have 3 advocacy activities organized with regards to gender mainstreaming, youth development, and access to people with disabilities. For Program 2, it must be noted that our national interest is pursued through engagements such as structured bilateral mechanisms, high-level visits, and various economic diplomacy initiatives that we are undertaking around the world. And the outcome of this can be derived from our CASTRA report, which shows that we have value-added exports from IPAP priority sectors with a value of $426 million and total value of commitment in the investment pipeline of $193.5 billion. So in terms of Program 2, we have achieved the 8 structured bilateral mechanisms which will help to promote national priorities, the African agenda and the agenda of the South with the following countries: the DRC, Mozambique, Tunisia, Switzerland, Kazakhstan, Singapore, and the UAE. With regards cooperation with following African countries. It's the Sahari Arab Democratic Republic, the Algiers, Equatorial Guinea, Sudan, South Sudan, Kenya, and Uganda. In terms of our annual target, it must be noted that the department has already achieved at the annual target for these two political indicators. Now for the economic diplomacy indicators, we have achieved 22 trade and investment engagements with the private sector stakeholders and investment agencies. We have 14 tourism promotion events, 16 engagements with the chambers of commerce.
Wait.
We have the 19 meetings with the targeted government ministry and 27 meetings with the high-level potential investors discussing investment opportunities. All of these overall contribute in terms of all the work that is done at the missions abroad, and we can say that this has some bit of contribution to the 5.1 billion of export sales for value-added manufactured products during the Q3, as well as in terms of tourism figures that were attributed to as 2.57 million tourists, and the spending there would be 19.97 billion. So in terms of our quarter three targets, those were for the economic diplomacy, and now we go into the regional, the SADC regional integration. Here we participated in the SADC electoral observation mission in the DRC and Madagascar respectively. For our program three, international cooperation, we had participated in the G20 Leaders Summit. South Africa was successful in advancing its G20 priorities, which included promoting the G20 support for Africa's development agenda, promoting G20 support for the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda, the continued prioritization on illicit financial flows, continued focus on antimicrobial resistance and tuberculosis, infrastructure development, as well as debt sustainability. With the regular sessions of the UN General Assembly, all the six committees participated, and meetings were held in accordance with our annual performance plan. South Africa also participated in the 11th extraordinary session of the Assembly of the African Union Heads of State and Government, which here consideration was given to the structure and portfolios of the Commission, the selection of senior leadership, and the administrative and financial reforms with the view of improving overall efficiency and effectiveness of the Commission. For South-South cooperation, also in Program 3, these outcomes included the launch of a Mandela Legacy Internship Program, a new streamlined charter was adopted, three new priority working groups on the blue economy, maritime safety and security, and women's economic empowerment, as well as a core group on tourism, which was established to advance cooperation in this area. The informal meetings of BRICS leaders took place on the margins of the G20 summit. Here the outcomes included the adoption of the outcome statement that clearly reflected the BRICS commitment to a world of peace and stability, multilateralism, the centrality of the UN, international law, the role of democracy, as well as to a fair, just, equitable, democratic, and representative international order. In the North-South cooperation, we have our two targets there, the SAEU summit. The key outcome of the 7th SAEU summit was the adoption of a joint statement that identified areas of multilateral, bilateral, and regional cooperation, with the 100% partnership convened with outcomes aligned to Agenda 2063, a ministerial meeting of TICAD took place. And the aim of the meeting was to review the progress made on the TICAD since the conference in Nairobi in 2016. The meeting here focused on economic transformation, inclusive growth to address poverty and inequality, as well as the development of resilient health systems and equitable access to equitable health and access to equal access to equitable and quality health services. In program four, we have our targets for public diplomacy. There were two triple P's achieved. The one public participation program was achieved additionally in quarter two. With 30 media statements, we have 41 statements that were issued. Four opinion pieces were issued, and we had one stakeholder publication. So all except one target was achieved for public diplomacy. For consular services, we have two targets, and both targets were achieved. 100% requests were protocol services were responded to. We had eight incoming visits and 14 outgoing visits. With the one strategic engagement held with the diplomatic or consular corps in support of facilitating diplomatic immunity, we had one engagement during the month of December. For consular services, 100% of consular cases reported to DERPO were responded to, which did contribute to the 215 cases that we have knowledge of. And for the legalization process, we have 12,133 documents that were legalized as per our service regulation. That brings me to the end of the presentation on the performance information for participants. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. The next part of our presentation is on the financial report. As I alluded to earlier, the CFO has unfortunately passed to go and oversee mission pre-assessment of mission audits in order to ensure that we remain in line. So I have to do this part. As Honorable Members will notice from the table presented there, our adjustment appropriation was 0.5 billion, of which we spent as per 31 December, 4.5 billion, which constitutes 70% of our 70% spent. So it must be pointed out to honorable members that the variances as they should be looked at from now will be discussed in each program. This is just the overall for the whole vote. And then when I go down to the economic classification, I'll be able to illustrate in each of the economic classified categories what was asked. However, one has to indicate that the total and the details of the variances, as I indicated, they should take into consideration the fact that as at 31st December, which is occasioned by the nature of the month itself, about 13 missions had not yet interfaced. Therefore, the expenditure, that little expenditure, was not able to be captured for the month end, which was the end of the quarter. But when we look at the amounts involved there, will still range within 72, maybe there will be a difference of 2.5% expenditure as of the end of the quarter, which is what we report as it is actual. We did not have factored them in, but we know that the material, the variance there will not amount so much. But the whole spend will be 72.5%. Those that were not interfaced. It also indicates that, as we have stated all before, that we have a problem with the compensation of employees ceiling, which was set below the actual. And then we have always been projecting a big amount that, if things are equal, overspend our compensation of employees by almost 300 million, which is now being mitigated for by the favorable currency, the exchange rate. And time, against the norm of 75%, we're almost at 80% in December, which means in the next 3 months, it is a month that we will really show that we are not doing well. When we check recently, we realize that the anticipated or projected expenditure on compensation of employees will be reduced, but not necessarily meshed in the manner that we have planned. But we, as this 3 months before the end of the financial year, we see that the performance of our currency is favorable a little bit, although in the last 2-3 days, it has since gone a little bit higher than the when we were just showing that it is improving. We would still incur some of over expenditure on compensation of employees. As we said, it was really set below our actual. The next slide will only show the foreign exchange analysis from the beginning to that time. In the first quarter, the rand was performing. I'll look only at the dollar. These are the main currencies that we operate in, but the dollar, which is the main one, you'll notice, honorable members, that in quarter one, it was averaging $12.65, and in second quarter, it went up at the dollar. This is a case. It will mitigate a little bit, but not necessarily address the actual problem. So it is at these times that when we have the exchange rate favoring us, but at least it does help in achieving certain goals set ourselves on. From here, let me go
and under the later in the discussions, if someone can come back.
Now go to the economic classification status for them, which is administration. As honorable members will notice there that the adjusted appropriation of 1.5 million was what it was, as it is indicating there. And then the accumulated actual expenditure at the reporting period is indicated, for example, compensation of employees. We'll just on the mark, 75%. As I said, with little adjustments, it could be more. It is more, but for this particular standard item, administration, it is at that level of 75%. The overall program spend was 55.6%. Honorable members will understand that part of what looks like under expenditure could be explained as things that are involved here, which I will outline briefly here, that the payment of capital assets is very low at 23%, but considering the outstanding expenditure that are detailed there, honorable members will notice that it will obviously be raised. Things such as commitments amounting to 63 million have been raised for the reallocation of the New York Chancery, which honorable members know about that it has since been abandoned, as well as the renovation of the state protocol lounges. We have three trade protocol lounges in Kinshasa, in Cape Town, and at O.R. Tambo that we are making facelift off, and as at that time we had not paid the invoices because the work was still under, going on. And then the final accounts to be received amounting to 30 million for capital projects. is what we know, but it is not into the past report. Therefore, we just indicate the figures that will obviously add to the 55% when we look at the actuals. We now move to program two, which is our core business, our international relations, or our bilateral relations. This would mean our four regions. Well, we can call them four, but we have then put them together: Americas, Europe, and the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, and Middle East. And when I say four, in the budget we separate Americas from Europe, but essentially they are one branch. In this case, honorable members will notice that as we look at the economic classification there, that of the adjusted appropriation of 527 million, we spent almost, 388.9, which constitute 73% spend. Here still, compensation of employees is will be higher. This is where we pay people in foreign currency. The allowance are paid in foreign currency, and therefore, as we have shown with the movement of currency, that it emanated from that third quarter, the land was not performing very well. But besides that, it is just to be mentioned that it is always a cost driver for us because it is where the missions are. So it is where the matter of interfacing of missions. As honorable members will notice that we operate in different jurisdictions and countries where problems of systems and other related matters can always affect the timely capturing and therefore of expenditure on time. So in some missions here, some of which could be in the continent, others in Europe, the missions have not interfaced. Usually December is a transfer cycle. The officials who are at missions return home, and then those who are taking over have to go in. And usually it's not easy to immediately arrive on the 15th December. Systems closed by your systems closure, and therefore it delays the accurate or timely capturing of that information, which is why there will be that variance. I will move on to program three, which is our global governance, our international cooperation. It's program three on our board. It is about global systems of